sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. La Liga was right. La Liga was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is the Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
This week, I spoke with Scott McIndoe from Legacy about some of the key issues facing New Zealand fisheries. Legacy is a recreational fishing advocacy group committed to ensuring there is enough fish in the ocean for future generations. It is a subsidiary of the New Zealand Sport Fishing Council, and its goal is to ensure the recreational fishing community understands the social, cultural, economic, and environmental issues facing the New Zealand fish stocks. What are the key goals of Legacy?
To restore the abundance of our inshore fisheries and ensure future generations get a fair go.
What else is an issue?
Access to these publicly owned renewable natural resources, as opposed to sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth while we are sitting there wondering what on earth hit us. And our grandkids are coming up and saying, why didn't you do something?
So, Scott, what are some of the issues facing the New Zealand commercial fishery and the use of a quota management system to manage fishery stocks?
It's multinational and monopolistic oligarchs capturing the institutions like the Ministry of Primary Industries and the politicians and perverting what could have been an okay thing. The quota management system for the deep water is sort of working by and large. There is some reasonable outcomes. Having said that, huge cost, enormous cost. We gave everything away. We privatised. Those who did the most damage got the most reward.
Legacy started an initiative called Fish Care that promotes the best practice techniques to help recreational fishers reduce their impact on the fishery stock. For example, the fillet on a snapper is only about 30% of the total weight of the fish. The other 70% is mostly thrown away. Freefishheads.co.nz was set up by Legacy and connects fishers with fish heads and frames to get rid of with people who want to use them. Fishers can look up the contacts of people near their home or boat ramp and give them a call to ask if they want the heads. Likewise, people who would like to use the heads and frames can register on the website to receive them. The best part is that they're free and they reduce waste. It's more than one meal made from the fish, and this keeps more fish in the ocean.
We've got the Fish Care program where we're trying hard to encourage people to consider better practices, better behaviours, more utilisation rather than throwing the heads and frames away. Go the extra distance and see if you can't find someone who appreciates that. Or find a person who really appreciates the head, who will smoke it, then steam it, then take out all the goodies out of that head, then make fish stock out of what's left. And you've got this container of head meat and brain and eye, all sorts of things, but nobody's ever picked holes in my smoked fish pie. Not just the heads. I'm using the liver, the heart, the sperm, the roe, the frame, the tail, the skins are where the real deal.
Scott remembers catching a range of fish in the Hauraki Gulf when he was a kid, fishing with his father. He caught trevally, porai, kahawai and gurnard in abundance, and gurnard was a particular favourite.
Anyway, when I finally got allowed to come fishing, there was always this incredibly beautiful, colourful fish making funny noises. They grunt. That's what gurnards do. They grunt. They make a noise. They're the only fish that make a noise.
When you pull them out of the water?
You pull them out and put them in the fish bin.
And they grunt?
And they make a grunting noise.
That's funny. What does it sound like?
It's just like a snorty little grunting, sort of a guttural, throaty grunt.
Now there's no gurnard in the Hauraki Gulf to catch.
They're gone, but it was standard. My dad would always catch hapuka when he went to Canoe Rock, Flat Rock outside Kawo. They'd always have hapuka in their bin. I doubt if there's been a hapuka caught at Flat Rock for 25 years. Crayfish? Well, crayfish, unbelievable abundance.
In Scott's opinion, commercial fishing and the world-renowned quota management system has failed New Zealanders.
Fair dinkum collapsed right now, right here, right now, the world-leading quota management system, internationally acclaimed, has allowed this iconic ecosystem service provider, this vital part of our whole program for rocky hard shores, to collapse. It's over. There hasn't been a craypot set at Kawo for several years. No, whereas my entire life I've been there and it's just surrounded by commercial craypots. There are no commercial craypots because there are no crayfish.
Trawling has affected sensitive species more so than robust species like snapper and kingfish, which is why we're still seeing them around.
So the Kahawai and is a robust Kahawai kingfish snapper. We're looking reasonably sort of, we're handling it. They're strong animals, whereas, and they'll eat anything and they'll live anywhere. You get Kahawai in the river mouth and the surf, out to sea, up top, down the bottom, just going for it, pelagic. They hunt as a pack. They're tough characters. Whereas a John Dory is just a waddling, magnificent animal that has been annihilated with the appalling trawling.
Scott argues we should lower the percentage of fish for exports. Currently, 90% of wild commercial catch is exported, leaving the New Zealand market with only 10%. It is similar to the agricultural model we have for meat export, where our best meat and dairy is sent overseas.
This is not working. This quota management system is severely flawed.
You can check out all the good work Legacy is up to at legacy.co.nz.
That was the Green Desk, thanks to the Manukau Beautification Charitable Trust.